With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's war with Hamas and Ukraine's war with Russia has Tennessee GOP Senator Bill Hagerty concerned about the Biden administration's ability to handle the increasing number of hotspots around the world.
They seem to mess up everything that they touch. You know that. They seem to solve for what's worse for America at every occasion. And in return, they keep on doing things that are better and better for, you know, our enemies and our adversaries like China.
Hagerty tells the Salem Radio Network the White House refuses to accept the reality of what's going on in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu pushing back against calls from Western allies to do more to protect Palestinian civilians as troops are encircling Gaza's largest hospital, which Israel maintains is the terrorist group's main command post with underground tunnels, and they're using civilians as human shields. Also at SRNnews.com, new electric vehicles are being planned from Detroit's automakers.
Stellantis plans to build a new midsize pickup truck along with battery-run versions of six Jeep, Ram, and Dodge vehicles. Ford envisions at least three new electric vehicles that will preserve jobs at several factories. General Motors plans to build at least six new electric vehicles, including a full-size SUV. Those and other plans by Detroit's automakers have emerged in details of the tentative contract agreements that ended the six-week strikes by the United Auto Workers Union.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Under the new agreements, the three companies will significantly boost pay and benefits and improve job security. However, the agreements also provide a blueprint for which vehicles they intend to build in the coming years and where they will do so. Latvia's president says Russia is planning for a long war in Ukraine and warns countries need to keep supplying weapons to Kyiv to discourage Moscow from threatening other nations in the future. This is SRN News. Is abortion important to you?
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, 50% of Democrats say they will not consider voting for a candidate if he isn't in favor of abortion. Republicans and independents don't feel so strongly. Only 38 and 35% of them, respectively, say they would not cast a ballot for a candidate if he doesn't agree with them on that issue. Nearly half of evangelical Christians and nearly half of non-religious people also say that abortion is a litmus test for them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Interesting side note about the World Series champion Texas Rangers. They're the only major league team that did not host a gay pride night at the ballpark. Team officials say their commitments to make everyone feel welcome and included in Rangers baseball. Arlington, where the Rangers are based, is one of the more conservative cities in a conservative state, and majority owner Ray Davis is a major donor to campaigns of Republicans. This is SRN News. Wintry weather off to a brutal start in Alaska.
Four homeless people have died in the last few days on the streets of Anchorage as a major winter storm dropped very heavy snow on the city. The storm hit with at least 17 inches of snow at the National Weather Service Anchorage office Friday. That is the official recording station. However, totals of 30 inches or more were reported in other parts of the city, especially in higher elevations. Jason Walker reporting.
Sunday news shows, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan stopping by three of them, ABC's This Week, NBC's Meet the Press, and CBS's Face the Nation. Meet the Press also welcomes Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and GOP National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. Fox News Sunday has GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley, along with Michael Herzog, Israel's ambassador to the United States. More at SRNnews.com.